Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. We have too many judges here in Michigan. That's according to a new report from the State Court Administrative Office, and it's not the first time a reduction has been called for. To discuss the need and likelihood that judgeships will be eliminated here in the state, I'm joined by the president of the Michigan Probate Judges Association and himself a probate judge in Wexford County, Judge Ken Takema. Welcome to the program, Judge Takema.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, what's your initial reaction to the call for dropping 45 trial judgeships in Michigan? Is that something that is long overdue?
The initial response was that it was a larger number than we probably would have expected, but we did expect a call for reductions. And as you noted in your run-up, this is not the first time that there has been a call for a reduction in the number of judges. So we, being the collective judiciary, I think we're a little surprised at the number.
45, too many. So what kind of number do you think is actually the right number for reducing the number of judges?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to speculate because this has been the result of probably the most thorough study that is ever done in the United States in terms of weighting the caseloads and doing an in-depth analysis of what it takes to process a case from start to finish in the court system. That process went on. It's been almost a year ongoing now. It started with a time study back last October, in which there was a 99% participation rate. So this is, you know, to just blithely say we have too many or too few when we're dealing with a recommendation that's based on a lot of research, I think that the recommendation speaks for itself.
So this is, as we have discussed here, this is not the first time a report from the office is calling for reductions. This has been, we've seen this continuously. Why have reductions not been made up to this point?
These are political questions to some extent, and even this will have, I'm sure, some political overtones to it. But I think that this is the, there is a impetus at this time within the State Court Administrative Office and the Supreme Court that maybe hasn't been there present, or before, rather. And certainly there is within the political structures an acute knowledge of the budgetary situation in Michigan. And so I think that this is probably a situation where there are other factors that are coming to bear that weren't present before.
Now, one of the reasons that has been put out there for the need to reduce the number is the fact that so many judges now have extremely light caseloads. As the head of the Michigan Probate Judges Association, is that in fact something you're seeing, that there is really not enough work for some judges?
I don't know that that is true. I think that the caseloads have gone down, but to characterize them as light, I don't think is necessarily accurate. There has been a reduction in the number of case filings. There's just no question about that, and I can tell you that anecdotally from when I was, I've been on the bench for going on 18 years now, and I know that when in the probate and juvenile areas of the law, we went through a time in the late 90s where there was a very large glut of juvenile cases that has receded somewhat. And I think that that has a lot to do with demographics. But that being the case, or that being the situation, I still don't think you could characterize that the judge's caseloads typically as being light. There may be an isolated incident here or there where a judge has a very light caseload, but overall, if you look at the report indicated there are some areas where actually more judges would be needed. It's more a matter of distribution of judicial resources than a carte blanche way too many judges, not enough cases situation.
And you mentioned that you've seen that there has been a reduction, in specifically in the juvenile cases. I know there has been a drop in the population in the state, but do you think there are other dynamics there that are have caused the reduction in these cases?
I think that to some extent it's been driven by the reduction in population generally, but also I think that the population is generally getting older. If you look at I don't have the exact statistics at this, but I know that the median age of our citizenry in the state keeps moving upward, and as people get older, they're both very much less likely to do any criminal activity, and they're even less likely to sue, typically. So I think the combination of less people and an aging population has contributed to it.
I'm talking to Judge Ken Takuma. He is the president of the Michigan Probate Judges Association about a new report that calls for a reduction of 45 trial judgeships here in Michigan. Judge Takuma, one former judge is concerned about the call for reducing the number of judges, saying that the effect could be devastating, especially to civil cases that are likely to be given less priority because the criminal cases are required by law to be expedited. That could mean that we'll have a backlog in those areas that don't have a priority. Is that something that is concerning judges?
There are some opinions out there that, and we don't know how this will play out. Now, I'm not going to speak with much authority with regard to general civil or general criminal matters, as they're not within the realm of what I deal with, nor does my association deal with directly. From time to time, we get assigned on those kinds of cases, but there is a concern about how some of the workload shifts will occur and how that might impact case flow. But the theory is, at least from the study, that was taken into account. And also, you have to understand that there's a slightly different emphasis in this study as opposed to all the prior judicial reduction or judicial resource reports, insofar as this time around, there's a real view that the work of the courts should be done through consolidation and concurrent jurisdiction plans where judges move out of their particular elected slot. For example, district court judges typically have done only district court work and probate judges doing probate judge work. Well, the theory is that to better serve the people, these concurrent jurisdiction plans should move resources of probate judges so that, for example, in some cases, a probate judge will be doing district court work. Mm-hmm. And that is already evolving, and that has been evolving over the last 10 years in many areas of the state.
Supporters of these cutbacks say that the savings would be dramatic, that the state and local combined cost of each judgeship is about $460,000. Isn't that a somewhat hefty price tag for a judge?
I'm not sure where those numbers come from. There was a study done by the Crossroads Judicial Crossroads Task Force for the State Bar of Michigan, and I never heard a number as high as that. And I think that you want to be very careful, and I would not go into this either for state government or local government funding units for the idea that they would be saving an awful lot of money on this. It's simply the cost of the judicial system as a percentage of state budget is so small that there's just not going to be any realized savings for other areas of government.
Will this be essentially the first time, if lawmakers do take action, that we'll see a real reduction in judgeships ever in Michigan?
You'd have to ask an historian. I'm not aware of any judgeships being taken back before.
Mm-hmm. Now, from what I understand, then, the plan is going to be to, if reductions are going to be agreed upon by lawmakers, it will be done through attrition. Do you think that is the best way to go about bringing the numbers down?
By all means, because people tend to think of attrition as being a self-serving concept, but it's not at all. It's a public-serving concept because you want to do this in an orderly way. And if the reductions were to just take place at end of term without regard to other factors, then you would have some real disruptions in the delivery of justice in the judicial system in Michigan. I know it's hard for people to accept this from a judge, but really it is not a self-serving concept. It is an important concept for the orderly realignment of judicial resources.
Finally, I wonder, as a judge yourself and the head of this the Probate Judges Association, when you look at the state of our judicial system here in Michigan and the types and the amount of cases you're seeing, would you say that we're actually in a pretty good place when it comes to our criminal system and our probate system?
And just looking at the way that the judicial part of the system is operating, yes. I'm not going to I want to make sure that it's understood. I'm not talking about the correction system or the other support systems that feed off the judiciary, so to speak. But I think that if you look at the case flow and case guideline standards that we have in place in Michigan and the way the efficiency with which the cases move through the system, it is pretty good, and especially if you compare it with other states.
Judge Ken Takema, the president of the Michigan Probate Judges Association, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.